Tonight's shiur Simen Kuf Ayin Sif Aleph through Ches Simen Kuf Ayin Divrei Musar Sheyinag Adam Besuda. This is the Chachamim's etiquette. What is the proper ethical conduct during a meal? Sif Aleph. Ein Meisichin Besuda. You don't talk during a meal. Shemayakdim Kona Leveshet. Lest the food go down the trachea instead of the esophagus. Vafilu Mishnas Atesh. Basudo, even if someone were to sneeze during the meal, this atesh perish tandunduri balaz, to sneeze. Asur loimelo asusa, you cannot say during the meal gezontait. Hayimasubin besudo v'yatsa echel hatamaim. If they're at the meal and someone goes out to urinate, noitel yodo achas sheshiv shevbo. He washed the one hand he uses to clean himself. V'nei noitel al b'fnei kulam, he washes where everyone can see. So Yakshadush Lonota, they shouldn't think he didn't wash. Vimlo Shif Shaif, if he didn't clean himself, he doesn't have to wash. Ilonoga Bakam Tanaifis, if he didn't touch any part of his body that's not clean. But if he went for a bowel movement and Vadit Sochatilo, he zikr has to wash. Vahani Mili Lishtas, this is discussing someone who's going to return to the table to drink. Avalechol, if he's returning to the table to eat, note that Afilu b'chutz, he can wash his hands outside. The Meida Yodi, the Anina Daite, everyone knows that he's particular v'ochav l'natil. He will not eat without washing his hands. Tamar explains Anina Daite perish mis terefes umis balbelis daito. That will be upsetting and disturbing for him to eat without washing his hands. V'mdi b'mchaver, if during the meal he gets into a conversation with someone and it goes on for a long time, when he returns, note shtei yadav, he should wash both hands. Because he was distracted. And the Ramah concludes, when we say to wash his hands to drink, that's during the meal, because we're afraid he may come to eat. But otherwise, no one says you have to wash your hands to drink. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. We begin, Sifkan Alf, Ein Masichin Besuda. You don't talk during a meal. Afilu b'divrei Deira. Even divrei Torah, you don't talk. So immediately, the Mishnah Berurah qualifies this whole thing. V'davka b'shas achila gufa. When we say not to talk, and we say not to say gezuntheit, it's when you're chewing, when you're eating, actually eating. U'mishum sakona, there's the sakona, klakami, as we'll explain, you may swallow wrong. Al bein tafshel or tafshel, but between courses, when you're sitting at the table, you're not actually eating, but of course you can talk. And you can say gezuntheit. In fact, it's a mitzvah to learn Torah by the table. A table where divrei Torah is not said, it's the equivalent of ziv chemesim. Because the bishlo the shlo writes the yilmad mishno halacha agado sifei musar and the table yishlo mishnayis halachas agadata musar. Don't rely on benching alone. While kolponim yom is a mitzvah, the minimum say a kapitel tilim. He brings that it's a good thing to say after Hamotzi, the Mizma Shemur Lo Achzar, to Divrei Torah Utfila Amazon Asav. It's both Torah and Tefila on Parnasa. Mishnah Sivkan Beis, Shemayakdim Echul, the concern is a health concern. Shekashi Yoytze HaKoil, when the sound leaves his body and he's trying to talk, Niftach Oysa Koiva Shalpia Kone, then the cover which rests upon the trachea is lifted up. And it allows food to enter, mistaken, that creates a sakana situation. If a person left the table to urinate, he washes one hand. If he plans on eating. Look back, and then the simikov samachdal, the Mishnah Berurah actually brings machlekes if there's such a requirement to wash. Sifkan Dalcha Shif Shaf Ba, the hand that he cleaned himself with, Fim Shif Shaf Bishteyadov, if he cleaned himself with two hands, Sarachli Toshne, then he has to wash both hands. Visa Gemara, the Gemara teaches, the mitzvah Shaf Shaf Hanit Soitzus Shalmei Raglaim, Im Nitsu Al Raglov. There's actually a mitzvah to clean off any droplets of urine if they splatter on his feet. Shlo Yeroeh Kichus Shafcha. It shouldn't have the appearance that he is a damaged person, and in the parish of Kus Shafcha, we learned this before in Siman Gimel. Sif Katan Hey, Eino Noitel Klal. If he didn't clean himself with his hands, he doesn't have to wash his hands. Whether he's eating or drinking, makes no difference. His hands are clean. Sifka involved, and if he went out with a bowel movement, Vadzirch has to wash hands. When the birchas al tiyas adayim, as far as the bracha al tiyas adayim is concerned, yesh ma'achron shekasu shlolavar kamazeh. Some achron say that even here you don't make the bracha. Well, the el besimen kuf samach dal techwan kudas chayodim back in simen kuf samach dal. We conclude that the chayodim, the bezet zirch levarach, that for this he should make the bracha ayin sham. So even though in sifkatan gimel he just says look back in kuf samach dalad, here he brings it, and that's the issue by. The person who goes out to urinate, he will not make the bracha tisadayim. For a bowel movement, he would, but even then, it's only if he's going to eat a shear that requires the tisadayim afterwards. If not, to wash his hands, not a bracha. Sifgon zayin v'hani mili lishtas. When do we say he washes in front of everyone? That's if he's planning on drinking. Perish shechoyz of the base of rak lishtos, he's returning just to drink. Daf zetzerach netilo, he has to wash his hands. Shama yavol lechli might come to eat. Kamei v'agalat v'mar says. So there he has to wash in front of everyone. But if he is coming to eat and not just to drink, then he can wash his hands outside. Because everyone knows, Anina Daita, he's he washed his hands. Sifkan Ches, Vendiba Bechul, if he gets into a conversation, Ayot Lechutzko is going with the fellow who leaves. He steps outside and he has this long conversation and comes back. So then he has to wash his hands. Sifkan Ches, Notash Tayadov, he has to wash both hands. The Kiv and the Hif, the Kshah Achz Ashtayim. Since he was gone for an hour or two, he certainly was not thinking about the meal, and he wasn't washing his hands. And the hands are always moving, so he should wash his hands. Because of Birchei Yosef, B'Shem Sefer Tzor HaChayim, the Chidon Birchei Yosef quotes Tzor HaChayim, the G'shenoytel Pas B'Yodo B'Shosh Medaber, that if a person is holding his bread while he's talking in this conversation, which goes on for a long time, in Sarach Natil, he does not have to wash again. Shadaito Allah, he has it on his mind the whole time. There's no Hesachadas. Sifka and Yud Kim Shasiach Daito, since he was distracted, he has to wash his hands. Ubeina Achilo, Ubeina Shtiyah, this goes both on Achilo or Shtiyah. Kim Shahiflik, since he was gone for so long. Umikamakam Hamoitzi, in Sarach Lavash Hans, but he doesn't have to make another Hamoitzi. Afim Bavadai Naga, Makam Matinos, Ilo, in between, he may have touched a dirty part of the body, he has to wash his hands. Sifka and Yud Aleph, the requirement to wash his hands for drinking is only because he's also eating. But if he's only drinking, he doesn't have to wash his hands. We do not wash our hands for drinks like the Mechaba Paskin back in Simen Kufna Ches. Se'if Beis. Shnayim Mamtinim Ze'azebekar, two people who are eating together. So they wait for each other when you have the serving platter. When one of them stops taking from the platter to drink, the other one stops taking also. If there are three, the two don't stop for the one. It would seem that they're eating out of this platter. They're eating out of the platter. They don't have individual plates. So if one stops eating, the other one stops too. He's stopping for a drink, so I'll stop too. And then he starts again, we start again. They're both eating at the same time. Not one's eating with the other. But if there are three people and one takes a break to take a drink, the other two can keep eating. They wait for each other. This means, though, that it's not a long delay. So they're not getting into conversation. He's pausing for a drink. It doesn't have to be a drink. He could pause for any reason. A new derech eretz. An etiquette for a Talmud Chacham, it's not considered proper etiquette to drink water in front of other people. El yafich panov l'tzad acher, he should turn to the side. V'yesh, some say the daf k'shlo b'shah suda, that's if it's not during the meal. Av shah suda, sure, during the meal, it's okay. U'sh'ar mashkin mut b'chol gavni, other beverages are always fine. B'shah k'su b'shah mechei, ish ashen bar le'imo, ein l'shtos yayin. If a woman is without her husband, she should not drink wine. If she's traveling and she's staying by a host, even if her husband is with her, asur, she should not drink wine. Voidin b'sham mashkan mashakan or any other intoxicating beverage for that matter. But if typically she will drink in her husband's presence, then she can drink a little, not in her husband's presence. Siv gimel. You leave over peya, you leave over a portion of the plate, each one leaves over a portion for the shamish to eat. But when the shamish is pouring from the pot into the serving platter, it's not appropriate for him to leave something in the pot for himself. The shamish has to pour everything from the pot into the serving platter. So when people eat, they have to make sure there's something left over in the platter left for the shamish afterwards. Mr. Burr Sifkan, Yudal Machal Shamish, that's the food for the Shamish. Kamalka means Chasidus Litnal Gami Adav Mod. Now we said before, it means Chasidus, to give him right away a little bit of all the courses. Kamasha Kasmusim and Kosamach Tes. We mentioned this in Kosamach Tes, where Ayan Shamish Nabur Sifkan Bezal Clear Mishnah Burr Sifkan Bez. Sifkan says of Aval Kehashamish, but the Shamish is pouring from the serving pot into the serving bowl, from the pot to the serving bowl, he has to pour everything. Perish. When the shamish pours from the pot into the bowl, that's not considered proper etiquette to leave something behind for himself. He has to pour the whole thing out. They have to leave behind for him on the plate for him to eat. Siv Dalit. You don't look at someone who's eating or the portion on his plate, not to cause him embarrassment. Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky says over a maisa that he was patched once in his youth from his mother, just once. He looked at his sister's plate and his mother gave him a patch. Don't look at other people's plates. Siv hey, hanichnas lebayis, you come into the house, it's not yours. Whatever the Balabayas tells you, you do. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan design, Kamashiyom Rechulu Hainu. I feel Dovah Sheish Bukasas Gasus Usrora. Even though the thing he asks you to do might show some pride, might show some arrogance. So he is a king, Harech Mishnah Anov. The Harech will never do this. For him, he's an Anov. He's a humble person, won't do this. And then he says he should do it. I'll peek and yes, he's got to listen. So if the Balabas says to him that he should mezamen, if he says to him he should say drata, whatever it is, I would never do these things. It's not, he's not enough. Balabas says you have to do it. Let's say the Oirech conducts himself with Prishus. Echshash Isser. He doesn't eat Chodosh. It's a Prishus. Echshash Isser. He doesn't have Balabai says to eat it. He doesn't have to eat Chodosh, the Balabai says to eat it. Our Davish who precious bi'alma, but things that are just precious but not Bisham Swach Isser, Toiv la Gever la Hasta Masav. It's better for him to hide his precious and not expose his precious. But let's say this person has a Hanhoga, he only drinks water. During the week, he only drinks water. He won't drink any beverage except for water. Golos, precious as that. On Shabbos, he'll have juice, have pop, weak, no water. And he says, oh, have a drink of this juice, and this got this cider, it's great. So better to drink the cider and hide the fact that during the week he doesn't. That's when you have precious beyond. Isn't that precious? Personal precious. Sivkan Yudzayin, Yase, whatever the Balabas says, you should do. Ayin, the big day Yeshe Shemitzad, you look at big day Yeshe, he's inclined, the Hanadavka Zulas Achilishtia. This is everything but eating and drinking. When it comes to eating and drinking, if I'm not hungry to eat and drink, and he keeps for have, I don't have to. I don't have to listen.
You hit your mother?
You don't want to get sick. It's not taking away kavod bias. It may not if he doesn't do like he says. The Berlocha points out that the nusach of the mechaber is just whatever the Baal Bayis says, ya'ase. And he says, v'ksas neschois b'shas p'sochim, it's chutz mitzei. Kol mash omar, as I say, chutz mitzei, with the exception of say. So what does that mean? So he says, look in the back, that it means, if the Baal Bayis says, you should sweep the floor, or you should move the chairs, you listen to him. Chutz mitzei. But if he tells you, go out of the house, I need some work in my chicken coop, or in the barn, you don't have to listen to that. That's you don't not mechuyev to listen to Babas. Sivov. Lo ye odam kapton besudoso. person should not be upset at his meal, perish kaptas kasson, or ragzon, quick-tempered or upset at the meal. Mishnah Berurah explains, Sifkon yuches kaptan besudasa, what's pshat? Neshebenei b'nei beisla says, klum la'aniyim. If he has an ill temperament at the table that prevents the family from offering food to poor people, they years kaptan usu because they're afraid he'll be angry. But furthermore, ki yorchim b'nei beisla misbayishim ozlechol, the guests and family members are embarrassed to eat. Maybe he'll be upset. Who knows what's going to send them off the over the edge. So it's not a good habit to be upset at the table. Siv Zayin. You don't eat a piece the size of a kebeya, and if you do, it's gluttonous. Is inclined to say, even if you hold in your hand that size kebeya, it's not worth it. Even though you don't eat it at once. So this is the end of all sandwiches.
And hamburgers.
End of all sandwiches. Hot dogs, hamburgers, sandwiches, the whole thing, out the window. It's gargaron! You're holding it in your hand, so much food. What are you holding in your hand, a lot of food? You pick up a bilkula, you break off a piece, fine. But to eat from the thing like this, it's not even kedai to hold like that. Not even kedai. Siv ches. Lo yishte koisei basachas. You don't drink a cup in one shot. Shasar is a gargoyne. If you drink it all in once, it's also a gargoyne, also gluttonous. Shnaim, you drink it in two with a pause in the middle. One drink, pause, finish. Derecheres, that's fine. Shlosha, if you take three, haris megasiruch, that's already arrogance. The Amos says me, however, kois katun ma'oid, if it's a very small cup, mutter shtos asas, you could drink it down at once. V'chein galdamod, of course, if it's very large, b'shlosha abar parami, three or four is also acceptable. Mishtabur, sif katun chof, basachas. But if you don't drink the whole thing, you leave a little over, that's not a gargoyne. So kon chafav shnayim derechas, ideally it's in two shots. Perish. You drink it and you stop and you finish drinking it in two times, that's perfect. And the command same should we write over there. So kon chaf beis kos katan, if it's a small cup, then you could drink it down in one shot. What's small? Hein pach revius, less than a revius. The kolzek shall debate in the ibistamia, and that's the average person and the average wine. Al misha kresu achova, but someone who's rather large, o yayin masuk, or the wine is sweet, nishtan hashir, then everything changes. For mut basachas afila biyosim, and then even at one time you can drink more than that. Well, if he's according to this, b'sheicha shalon u'sheinu chazak, our beer is not strong. B'vade shi'uro yosim revias, certainly the shi'is more than revias, so the halach is nothing wrong with drinking revias at one time for it. Taking another breath, that's not considered a gargoyne.